the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14. This morning, preaching from Philippians chapter 2, talked about how that the Lord, being in the form of God, that is, He was God, yet He made Himself of no reputation and became a servant, in the form of a servant. And the Bible says that the Lord encouraged us there. He said, let this mind be in you. Otherwise, a mind where we're not always trying to build ourselves up and outdo others, but we're willing to humble ourselves down and become servants to others. That is not a very popular thing today, but that is the way the Bible says that we are supposed to be. Now, I was thinking about a title for the message this evening, and I put this across the top of my notes: A Strange Christmas Sermon, unless you were here this morning. So it will seem strange if you were not here this morning, and I think most of you were, so you'll understand where we're going. But we talked about that, how the Lord said, let this mind be in you, where you're not exalting yourself, but you're abasing yourself. You're making yourself low. The self-made man, the Lord Jesus, the somebody of somebody, made Himself a servant. So I want to just kind of follow up with some thoughts on that. I want you to look with me, first of all, at Luke chapter 14, keeping in mind what I preached this morning, and see how this ties together. In Luke chapter 14, and beginning at verse 7, the Bible says this, and He, that is my Lord Jesus Christ, and He put forth a parable to those who were bidden, when He marked how they chose out the chief rooms, saying unto them. So here's what would happen. Somebody would be invited to a feast, and they would go and they would want the chief place, the chief room in the house. They'd want they'd want the chief seat in that room. And so the Lord is observing that. He marked how they chose out the chief room, saying unto them, when thou art bidden, if any man of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee and him come and say to thee, give this man place, and thou begin with shame to take the lowest room. Now you can imagine that. Here's a fellow, he comes in, he wants to be important. So he takes a very important place. And the master of the house comes and brings somebody else and he says, basically, this man I think is more important than you. And so I want to ask you to please move to a lower place. And boy, you're going to be humiliated. It says, but when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room, that when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. So he says, you go in and you take the lowest place. And then the man that invited you, he may come over and say, no. You need a more important, a prominent place. And he says, if you do that, why, my goodness, then that's going to be not humiliating, but that's going to exalt you. He says, for whosoever, now look at verse 11, for whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased. And he that humbleth himself shall be what? Exalted. Whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Now that's completely contrary to everything you hear out in the world. The world says, exalt yourself and you'll be exalted. Abase yourself, you'll be abased. And the Lord says, no, whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. I remember one time as a student in Bible college, we had a visiting preacher come in for a chapel service, and I won't ever forget, he said something that just really troubled me. He was a well-known preacher at that time, and he said something like this. He said, young men, if you don't toot your horn, nobody else will. You need to toot your own horn. And I thought, what ungodly advice coming from somebody that's supposed to be a reputable preacher. And that always bothered me. He was saying, exalt yourself. I've often wondered what happened to the man. I've got a feeling he's been abased. But keep that in mind. Whosoever exalted himself shall be abased. He that humbled himself shall be exalted. Now we saw this morning that the Lord what? He humbled himself. Alright? Alright, now, over to Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18, and I want you to look at verse 9. In Luke chapter 18 and verse 9, the Bible says this, and he, that's my Lord Jesus, he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray. The one a Pharisee, that is, he's a religious leader, and the other a publican, that is, he's a despised tax collector. All right? The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. Can you imagine that? I'm not even like this old guy over here. Pointing him out. Then he says, I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And then the Bible says, and the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but he smote upon his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And then verse 14 says, I tell you, this man went down to his house, that is the publican, went down to his house justified rather than the other, that is the religious Pharisee. And then notice this, for everyone that exalted himself shall be abased. Not just some, but everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Sounds like Luke 14:11, does it not? Sounds like Luke 14:11. Now, there was so much more that I wanted to say this morning than I was able to say. Some of what I'd like to have said, I'm going to say this evening. Not everything, but some of it I'm going to say this evening. This morning, I preached on how my Lord Jesus Christ, though God throughout all of eternity, He's just always been. He voluntarily humbled Himself, became a man, and took upon Himself the form of a servant, that He might die according to the will of the Father for the sins of the world on Calvary's cross. Now, He voluntarily did that. He deliberately did that. And He willingly did that. He left His throne in heaven, where He was exalted, where He was adored, where He was worshipped. He left His throne in heaven, and He came to this earth to be cursed and crucified. He humbled Himself. Now, how can what my Lord did be illustrated? That's a hard thing to do, to try to illustrate that. And I don't know that it can be adequately illustrated. But perhaps what He did on the eve of His crucifixion will help us to understand a little bit about what He did. I want you to look at John chapter 13. In John chapter 13, we have here, on the eve of our Lord's crucifixion, John chapter 13, and I want you to notice what happens here, beginning in verse 1. Now, He's in the upper room, and He's observing the Passover with His disciples, and this is where He instituted the ordinance of the Lord's Supper. This is on the eve of His death. He knows He's going to die the next day. And it says, now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that His hour was come, that He should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved His own which were in the world, He loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray Him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into His hands, and that He was come from God and went to God, He rises from supper. Now get this. Here He is. He's the honored guest, we could say, of the house. He has the highest seat of honor in the supper that night. But He rises from supper, laid aside His garments, and took a towel and girded Himself. After that, He poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith He was girded. Then cometh He to Simon Peter. And Peter saith unto Him, Lord, dost Thou wash my feet? You're the Lord, and you're going to wash my feet? He can't believe it. Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto Him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Now there's a lot I could say about that. But I want you to see how this, to one degree, a slight degree, illustrates what the Lord did. Here He is. He's with His disciples in that upper room. He is in the honored seat of the house. And He gets up as the meal ends, and He takes His outer garment off, and He gets a towel and a basin of water, and He starts going around His disciples' feet and washing their feet. And they're stunned. They can't believe that's happened. The Lord is washing our feet. Now, to a slight degree, that illustrates what happened on what we're celebrating Christmas. The Lord of glory, the honored seat in heaven, the throne where He's adored and worshipped by angels, He arose and came down to this earth and made Himself in the form of a servant that He might die on the cross for our sins. That is beyond my comprehension. But I know it's true. And I accept it. But I just cannot really comprehend. And listen, I can't comprehend anybody doing something like that for me, much less the God of gods, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. Now, in both of my texts that I've read earlier in Luke, they inform us that the man that what? Exalteth himself shall be abased, and warns us that the man that humbleth himself shall be exalted. We saw that in Luke 14:11 and Luke 18, verse 14. Now I want to try to tie all this together to encourage us and also to warn us concerning, I want to tie it in with what I preached this morning. Now remember this morning, go back to Isaiah chapter 14, and we saw here how that Satan, he was not in the form of God, he was just an angel, a high-ranking angel, but he was not content. And therefore he tried to rob God by making himself equal with God. Now, I read part of that story in Isaiah chapter 14, beginning at verse 12. And here's what I read. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which is weak in the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend unto heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. And I said this morning, the stars of God were the angels of God. I will sit up also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. For I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. That's what Lucifer, the devil, he determined to do. I want to be God. I'm going to be like the Most High. Now, he's exalting himself, is he not? But I want you to notice what happened. Look at verse 15. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms? And he goes on talking. Here's what I want you to see. Satan, trying to exalt himself, is what? He's humbled. He's humbled. In fact, he's condemned to an eternity in hell. Tried to exalt himself, he's humbled. Now, having said that, let's go to our text from this morning, the book of Philippians chapter 2. In Philippians chapter 2, I read verses 5 through 8 this morning. I'm going to read it again. Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now that's as far as I read this morning, and I stopped there deliberately, because I wanted to save this for tonight. We just read where Satan tried to exalt himself, and he was humbled. The Bible says, you exalt yourself, you're going to be humbled. But he says, if you humble yourself, what's going to happen? You're going to be exalted. Now, notice what happens to the Lord Jesus. All right? Instead of trying to exalt himself, he humbled himself. And we read in the next verse, verse 9. Look at this. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You see that? The Lord Jesus humbled himself, and he's exalted. Now we realize this. There's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, three persons making up the Godhead. But whenever we think about God, who is it we primarily think about? The Lord Jesus. the Lord Jesus. Isn't that something? He humbled himself, and God the Father, God the Holy Spirit says, we're going to exalt him. When you think about me, you're going to think about him. And that's what we do today. Isn't that exactly what the Lord promised? You exalt yourself, you'll be abased. The devil himself tried it, and he proved the truth of that scripture. The Lord Jesus Christ, he humbles himself, and though he was already a member of the Godhead, he has now been exalted. They say, give him the preeminence among us. Because he humbled himself and became a servant to pay for the sins of mankind. You see, what I'm trying to get at this evening, this morning we talked about, the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And that's something that I want to challenge us to do throughout this Christmas season and in the upcoming year. Surrender everything you are and everything you have to the Lord. Humble yourself. Do not try to exalt yourself. You're not going to go around deliberately just trying to say, oh, look how humble I am. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm just saying, just deliberately take the lower seat in the house. And I believe you'll be surprised at what the Lord will do for you. To try to always take the highest seat, that's devilish. Isn't that what the devil tried to do? But just take the lower seat. Even if you probably welcome in the higher seat, take the lower seat and see what God will do with you. I believe He'll give us a great Christmas and a great year if we will. Don't you? Amen. Dear Father, I pray that You'll bless the devotional thought here this evening. You know that it is in our old fallen nature to want to be exalted, to want people to look up to us, to admire us, to want to try to outdo other people. But that is so ungodly. Oh, Lord, help us to have Your mind and help us to be willing to humble ourselves, to seek the lower seat in the house deliberately. And if we're exalted in any way, it will be a work that You have done, not something that we have forced our way into, but it'll be a wonderful, miraculous work of Your grace in our lives. God, help me to have that attitude. Help us all to have that attitude. And everybody said with their pastor, amen.